Hi, this is Gandhi Iyer for the Good Fortune Show. Welcome back. We had the Joyful Manifestation Show the last week, Friday, Pacific Standard Time, 7 p.m. And now we have the Good Fortune Show, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And you know what? These two shows are sister shows, so they're kind of related to each other, blood sisters. And soul sisters, blood sisters, everything. And they support each other. They're backing up each other so that there's not even one week that you go without some good energy flowing to you. Because guess what? The world is out there and everybody needs good energy, good thoughts to deal with the world and to manifest one's own life. To create it in a way that one would love to see it happen. What is the difference between the Good Fortune Show and the Joyful Manifestation Show? There is a small difference, which can also be a large difference, depends on how you view it. Both the shows are designed to bring you good energy, both of them. The difference is that the Joyful Manifestation Show has more techniques in it, methods. And it explains manifestation and the process and taking one into joyful manifestation energy. And joyful manifestation energy is where good fortune happens. The Good Fortune Show is directly supposed to bring a person good fortune. So it's less technique, but more. Not that I'm not going to go into techniques, but it's less technique and more directly connecting to the source of good fortune. So there is that part of you that needs to know how to deal with things and to become a great manifester. So that's a Joyful Manifestation Show. It also brings good energy. The Good Fortune Show is more about connecting to the source of all good fortune. So it's like a direct pipe, and people can get a dose of good fortune. And as they believe more and more in it, they will actually be able to attract good fortune with or without manifestation skills. It's like when somebody prays to God and God gives them a gift. What happens? That is a blessing. That's grace in operation. And one gets it by virtue of praying and asking for it. So it's just God giving a person good fortune because God resides in good fortune. God is good fortune. The Joyful Manifestation Show enables you or shows you how to be God, how to become that person who constantly attracts good fortune. So here is the difference between the two shows. When you connect to the Joyful Manifestation Show, you're learning how to get into good fortune. It also brings good fortune. But the Good Fortune Show is dedicated to bringing good fortune. So it's going to the source, asking the source, connecting to the source, and getting grace, G-R-A-C-E, flowing back from source. Because source has the ability to cut through all red tape. You know how certain governments, they have a lot of red tape, and but then when you connect to the right person, they somehow get your, they get everything done, right? They get the job done. So it's something like that. And so we want you to know the difference between the two shows. However, both are designed to bring somebody into good fortune energy. Now that we've spoken about that, have you been affirming your good fortune? Have you been affirming that you are fortunate, that you do attract great things? And I don't mean where somebody looks at somebody who's downfallen or who is poor and then thanks, like, you know, I'm so grateful that he's rich. We don't mean to use the contrast to do that, like, oh, this person is so misfortunate, I'm so glad that I am fortunate. You know how people say that, oh, that person, you know, you could have been in that person's position and it would have been even worse for you. Thank God that you at least have food to eat, or you at least have this and you have that. You know, that works. It does work. It does bring somebody out of despondency and thinking badly for themselves, like, oh my God, my life is so miserable. So when somebody gives you like a wake up call or shakes you and says, you know what? You have much more going than you really think you do. And that is the words of some very practical and logical and wise people. And they will be shaking their children and saying, you don't know how good you have it. I used to do this, 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 and I used to be on newspaper rounds and make my money just to get a few dollars a day. It was harder in my times. I had to wear two pairs of pants that we alternated between, and, you know, we never had money for this and for that, and we never went to movies. There are some fathers who say that, right? My father never says that, but I've been fortunate from day one. But there are people who say that, and they try to wake up somebody and say, you don't know how good you have it. You know, we used to have it this way, and you want more? And they want to shake in or dredge, no, what is that? Hammer in some good sense, and then make one person feel better and stop complaining. Well, this show is not about that. It's not trying to show that, oh my God, there are worse people off, and then make somebody feel better about themselves. It's not about that. Though these things do work. It does work when you see somebody worse off and you're like, oh, thank God I'm not there. But this is not about that. This show is not about that. This is directly connecting you to Source. And Source does not need to prove that something bad exists in order to appreciate the good. The Source is all good from top to bottom, inside out. It's all good. There's no, oh, that's bad, and I need to teach you a lesson. I need to make you appreciate the value of money. I need to make you appreciate how good you have it, you ungrateful person, blah, blah, blah. No, Source is not about that. Source is about saying, I have it good. I want you to have it good too. No lessons to be learned, no bitter lessons. Just like if I have it good personally, then I want you to have good too. I don't need you to learn any lessons in order to do that. The Joyful Manifestation Show is about learning methods, not lessons. The Good Fortune Show is also about learning methods, but it's more about connecting to Source, the direct source of good fortune, where one does not have to learn lessons, but one just feels blessed in a good way. Not in a contrast way, but in a very good way that I'm fortunate, I'm happy, I have everything that I've always asked for, I always get what I ask for, I am so lucky to be able to do whatever I want to do. If I want to go on 10 cruises this month, I will make it because I'm so lucky. The cruises will suddenly open up. They will go to the places that I want them to go. They will make it easy for me. They will be costly enough or reasonable enough or economical enough for me to be able to afford them. This is for those people who still are on a kind of a budget. But those people who already are playing in millions, they don't care about the money value. But good fortune can be there for anybody. I'm just giving an example. For example, if somebody wants a plane ticket to Timbuktu, don't know why somebody would want a plane ticket to Timbuktu, but let's just say. And they are thinking, oh, I have maybe $2,000 in my bank or $2,000 that I'm going to allocate for this trip. So then what happens is when they're in good fortune energy, the right plane tickets and the right fares pop up, whether through a travel agent or online. But it just pops up. They get the plane ticket for the fares that they want, and it'll be a pretty good flight. So that's good fortune also. And it's also fortunate for those people who have so much money, they don't care if you're going first class and if they're paying top dollar. Or pound. I'm just used to saying dollars all the time. So they don't care. But both are situations of good fortune. Both of them. And one can have good fortune no matter how much money one has. And then one can be very fortunate no matter how much they have. Meaning they could have millions, but if they are not fortunate, then what's the point of having millions? I mean, it's always great to have millions. Don't get me wrong here. But then a person needs to have the ability to have fun, correct? Buy your own island, your own yacht, your own ship, go sailing, have fun. And then those people who don't have that much money, but they still are able to get the best deals, that's also good fortune. And here there is no contrast. We're not going into, oh, that family is never able to go on trips and thank God I can at least go on half a trip. By that I mean somewhere nearby for 2 days. I'm able to at least go for half a trip or for a weekend somewhere. No, we want you all to be all out good fortune magnets. And connecting to the show, connecting to the Joyful Manifestation show, connecting to the Joyful Manifestation book, connecting to whatever you think is lucky for you, correct? You've got goddesses of money. You've got gods who are extremely powerful, like Thor. I do believe in Thor. By whatever name that he is known in whatever country or religion. So by whatever name, I do believe that these symbols of good fortune are able to bring to you what they represent. And to think that, oh my God, I am so fortunate. And do not look at the negatives in order to understand that you're positive or that you have good fortune. We don't want you connected to the negative. We want you to have your own exclusive club. Your own exclusive club where there is no poverty, where there is no hardship, where everything good is happening. It's like being in an exclusive club. I was thinking of a word like, what word do I use? Yeah, it's an exclusive club. That's it. And who doesn't want to be part of that? Who doesn't want to be in an exclusive club? I will tell you, in India, for instance, and in America, it's different because, you know, we all get into our cars and it's air conditioned and the roads are great and all this is happening. In India, the roads are great, the highways are great. But if you're within the city, I'm talking only of the very crowded cities, right? If you're in the villages, between cities, oh my God, the scenery, the scenic beauty, the mountains, the lushness, the coconut trees, it's mind-boggling. You won't even find it in the US. That's how beautiful it is. I'm sorry, Americans, but I've also done the up and down, and I know the difference between different types of natures. And to see these vast amounts of coconut trees and these gorgeous mountains in the background, and then these lakes that suddenly pop up from nowhere, it's mind-boggling. And the highways are amazing and hardly any traffic, so you're basically having a great time traveling. But it's the opposite in the cities, in the crowded cities. It's opposite in the crowded cities. But what I'm trying to say here is about the exclusive clubs that rich people have created for themselves in these very crowded cities. Because, you know, they need to do their business. They need to live there. They have their work. They probably got huge empires going there. And they will be having their own gorgeous cars, air-conditioned, chauffeur drivers taking them places. And they will be working on their laptops or on their phones, and they create their own exclusive club in the midst of extreme crowd and whatever somebody might consider unbeautiful or the opposite of beauty, right? So they create their exclusive club. They have their own little world, and the rest of the world doesn't disturb them. They're in their fantastic, luxurious cars, driving around, being driven. They don't drive. They're driven around. And fantastic, fantastic cars. And they have their own exclusive clubs. So what I'm saying is, one can create one's own exclusive club in the midst of the worst situations. And one can live in it and have a great life. And guess what? That's good fortune. And you don't have to like look at the world and then say, oh, the world outside is so bad. Thank God I have it so good here. That's fine. Not saying it's a bad thing to realize that, but don't do it as a lesson. Don't do it when it's okay to do it because you just feel blessed and you feel great that you don't have to live like that, but not as a lesson. Because when people try to teach lessons like that, they're actually taking away good fortune. They're just trying to make somebody responsible, that's all. Oh, you need to be responsible. Thank God you have three pairs of pants because I just had two when I was growing up. Oh, thank you very much. And you know, sometimes children who are over smart might tell their parents, well, that's your bad luck. I have good luck and that's your world. This is my world. Like I said, I never had these issues because I was always flowing in good fortune energy and I never had lessons drummed into me. And so thank God I don't have to go through listening to this about responsibility. And so that's my world. But there are people who are brought up in a way that they're constantly being taught lessons of responsibility. And when somebody is constantly being hammered on the head with lessons and lessons and lessons, how is he going to enjoy his good fortune? No, he's too busy learning lessons. And, you know, even when you go to these metaphysical shops and readers and they'll say, this is your lesson. They'll be reading your tarot and some of the tarot cards are like the Burning Tower. And then all the sticks hitting somebody on the head at the same time. Then there is that joker or somebody who has his eyes closed and he's about to fall off a cliff. Remember those cards for those people who have had tarot readings? Oh my God, you don't want to go there. You don't want to go there because there are many lessons waiting in those cards already to teach somebody what's going to happen. And this is how it is in your life. And you're being hit on your head with all these sticks. And then there's this burning tower and someone jumping out of a burning tower. And this fool is walking off a cliff and he doesn't know where he's going. And all of these lessons that are being taught. So stay away from lessons. It's not necessary. You want to connect, plug into good fortune directly. Because you know what? I'm just going to assume, and we can all assume over here, that everybody here is great. We're all nice people, and we are smart. And we know what's good for us. And we don't really need to be learning lessons, because learning lessons becomes a program or a habit. And everybody's learning the same lesson again and again and again. No, connect to good fortune energy already. And remember, learning a method is different from learning a lesson. It's way different. So the Joyful Manifestation Show is there to teach you how to get into good fortune, into joyful manifestation energy. And then you have the Good Fortune Show where you can plug into good fortune directly and know that you deserve to have good fortune flowing in your life ASAP. And that it's okay to connect directly to the sources of good fortune and have good fortune energy flowing already. And if you do notice differences, then you should know that, oh my God, it's working. It really is working. I prefer the angel cards and the goddess cards where they're busy blessing everybody and saying this good thing's going to happen, that good thing's going to happen, and not go to those cards. The oracle cards, remember, we've got decks, the oracle decks. Don't go to those cards which have lessons in them. Because you know what? You're already perfect. You're already whole. You're already great. You're amazing. You're amazing. And all you really need is some good luck. Really. I mean, just get into the good energy already and take over the reins of your life and, you know, get your vehicle, your chariot driving in the right direction, not the chariot that is pulled into opposite directions. Again, the tarot cards, remember the chariot is pulled in different directions. Oh my God. Some of those cards, I avoid these tarot cards, trust me. And then you just want good fortune cards directly giving you, just continuously pouring on top of you good fortune. And then create your own exclusive club of people who are in good fortune energy. And then you will see that you create like a bubble. It's a bubble. And in that bubble, these exclusive club members are allowed. They're allowed to share the bubble with you because they're in good fortune energy. And yes, okay, there is a bit of, what do you call it, exclusiveness, or what is that word? Okay, fine. So it does bring one into their ego, pride. These things do kick in. I am proud. I am proud to be part of this exclusive club. I am proud. I am proud. And so the ego does get involved here. You know, the ego is always working. It can work negatively and it can work in a positive way. And contrary to what people might say, knowing that one belongs to an exclusive club is not negative ego. It's actually good. It's to support you positively, to know that you're part of this club and nothing's going to bring you down. It's not supposed to say, oh, now you're arrogant. No, people can be part of an exclusive club and still be kind. They can still be kind, correct? I mean, kindness is something that is part of one's nature. It comes from the lack of bitterness and arrogance. Being proud in a good way and being arrogant are two different things. One can be proud. One can be proud of one's upbringing. One can be proud of one's family. One can be proud of one's home. One can be proud of one's car. And if you want to be grateful instead of proud, fine, replace the word, you know, pride with gratefulness. And I'm grateful to God because I have all of this. Whatever way you want, as long as the pride is not turned into arrogance and rude behavior, you know, then people are busy saying, oh, she has everything, but she's not nice, correct? So it can be kindness too. It can be good nature. It can be sweetness. It can be all of these good things and being proud. Like a beautiful woman, for example, who is proud that she's beautiful because she looks at herself, she knows she's beautiful. She's proud of being beautiful. She appreciates her beauty. She knows it came as a gift from God and her parents, and that her beauty comes from God. And then she can be grateful to God if she wants to, but she can also be proud of her beauty. That doesn't mean she needs to go out and abuse everybody who is not beautiful. So being proud in a good way. But then that means one is in good fortune energy where beauty is concerned. And one can appreciate one's own life and what one has. What one has. And then one actually attracts more of it because a good fortune energy is constantly whirring around and coming back to the person who already has good fortune. And there are gods and goddesses who symbolize that good fortune. There are gods of rain. There are gods of money. There are gods of beauty, gods of health, gods who actually give all of these things together, gods of love, gods of sex. And so a person can have good fortune to have all of these things in their life and to be happy that they have it in their life and not have to learn bitter lessons that, oh my God, look at that person. I need to be happy that I at least have some furniture in my house because this person doesn't even have a house. That's a lesson. And that is only if somebody is absolutely arrogant, then people try to teach them that lesson. But here on the show, everybody is into light work, correct? Light worker as in following light and allowing light to help them. And maybe to help others, correct? And then, so I don't think anybody here needs to learn that lesson. And people can be happy that they are able to have all these blessings and go on all of these cruises and be absolutely, absolutely in a blessed state. We are just going to take a small break 2 minutes to listen to some instrumental music, some music that the station itself is going to play, and I take a couple of minutes break and I come back to you for some great affirmations. So hold on tight. On the Hour for the Good Fortune Show. Welcome back. So we were listening to some instrumental music that we said, okay, you know what, let's just have a small break and people can relax. And then we were talking of the exclusive club. So consider this an exclusive club, and you're part of this club. You're part of the Joyful Manifestation Show Club. You're part of the Good Fortune Club, and you can be okay being happy to be part of this and to be part of any other club that you are in. For example, some people go golfing, and golf clubs are normally well decorated. I mean, at least they're decent places. Some of them are really well furnished, rich green lawns, these little, what are them, carts, golf carts going around, and people just standing there with their golf clubs and trying to point a small tiny ball into a small tiny hole in the ground. And for many others, it might feel as if, oh my God, what a waste of time. But these people want to relax. They work hard. They run companies probably. They are probably playing with their bosses. They're trying to get in good with their bosses. There's so many things happening. And so that's part of a club that they're in, and they feel good. And it's absolutely okay to be in your exclusive club. Trust me, in India, we have all of these exclusive pockets of people. And Indians are very used to being in pockets of people where they maintain relationship with their own kind. And they're well aware of the need to do this. And they're well aware of the need to not allow the whole world into their lives. And they just are able to maintain their exclusiveness. So it could be that there is a certain bunch of people who are really well educated, and it continues in their family. You know, doctors, engineers, PhDs, blah, blah, blah. And they have their exclusiveness. They're not going to allow anybody into their club. And if anybody comes into the club, they're kind of pushed out. So whether one thinks of it as, look at them, right? They just snobbish. That's the word I was searching for, snobs. But you know what? It works for them because they're able to maintain their exclusiveness and continue their family lineage. They're able to continue the good wealth, the good fortune of being born in a certain family. They're able to continue it because they marry in the same type of families. They marry people who are of the same status, of the same type, you know, who eat the same food and they do the same things. And they maintain their exclusiveness. And I think a lot of cultures in the world do that, right? You go to the Gulf countries and they are busy marrying people within their own type. And then they maintain that. And who's to say what's right and what's wrong? They're not trying to be very secular and they're just maintaining their exclusiveness. And this is how they maintain their good fortune. This is how they maintain their good fortune. This formula is handed over to them or handed down over centuries and centuries and centuries. And these families maintain their good fortune and they have less divorces. They have less things happening in their family. The children feel very secure, very secure. They know they're part of this club, exclusive club. And so they all grow up knowing who they are. And knowing who you are is so important, because even for those who are listening to the show, if you have people in your family that represent something, knowing who you are, knowing that you belong to this family, knowing that you have the genes to make it happen, to have the intelligence, correct, to make it happen. Because these things are handed through genes that are undiluted. You're not talking about marrying in the immediate family. We're talking about basically the same type of people. So the genes are passed through. And then people have the same type of thinking. Not that they're not going to explore the world. They go everywhere. They explore the world. They go to countries. Indians are busy going around. And very well-educated Indians are busy going around and making money everywhere. And having their own exclusive clubs while they're there. Because it's ingrained. They have it in their genes. So they are able to think a certain way. They're able to be a certain way. Again, no judgments about who behaves well and who doesn't behave well. But they were able to do this thing. And I'm sure there are many, many cultures and many families out there in the world that have their own exclusive. Their own exclusiveness. They inherit things that they can use to their advantage. There are families that are trained in music. The music is literally handed down to them, you know, through their genes. They have these amazing talents. And then there are families that are really good at math and science. There are families that are very good at spirituality. So there are a lot of different types of families, and these families carry their good fortune with them, and they do not let it get diluted. They create their own good fortune club. And you can have yours too. You could have this club with people that you recognize, and you can have this club with your gods and goddesses that you recognize, and you basically keep circulating the good fortune energy within you and within this bubble that is created. Again, this doesn't mean one shouldn't go to Africa and explore the country over there, or one shouldn't go here and explore this or different cultures. This is not about that. But people like the tortoise carries its home on its back, right? So the turtle, the tortoise. So same way, you can carry your home in your back. That is your exclusiveness. You carry it with you and you go everywhere and you somehow manage to attract great treatment. You manage to get the best hotels, the best vehicles, the best adventures. You manage to attract amazing, amazing things, and you're able to be absolutely happy in your trips. Now, for those people who really want to battle something, correct? For example, let's say people like battling lions. And I'm just giving an example, like Harry Potter likes to battle this and battle that. That is a kind of good fortune if somebody wants it, and then they can keep attracting battles. If that is what they really want, then they get more of that. So they're kind of fortunate in that. But I personally wouldn't call it good fortune, because there are so many consequences to all of these battles, correct? But people can create their own types of good fortune. So nobody is stopped from creating this or from creating that. Everybody is free to make their own decisions as long as they know the consequences, but still they would like to have the good fortune of attracting certain situations which somebody else may not want to handle. So your type of good fortune and your type of money, the kind of money that you want to attract. So let's go into money. How many people want to attract money? Shall we go into some great money affirmations where you are attracting great money and you're giving up negativity connected to money? So we'll go into some affirmations right now. And I'm going to say it two times. One, the first time is where you kind of hear me say something, but you're prepared for the next sentence now, because I'm going to say it two times. And feel free to relax, because there's nothing negative. There's nothing that can happen negatively from these affirmations. If you feel connected to the affirmations, it means that you are in alignment with them and it's going to work faster. So let's go into some affirmations and you can take a deep breath and relax. Relax your mind and feel free and call upon your goddesses, or I shall call upon them. Call upon the goddesses of wealth, old goddesses of wealth from all cultures. I call upon you to be present, and we want to attract good fortune. All of us here want to attract good fortune. We want to increase it. So help us with these affirmations. I attract money. I attract money. I attract good money. I attract good money. I attract vast amounts of money. I attract vast amounts of money. I'm so fortunate to have so much money in my life. I am so fortunate to have so much money in my life. I am so fortunate to have dollars and euros in my life. I am so fortunate to have dollars and euros in my life. I'm so fortunate to be able to travel wherever I want to freely. I am so fortunate that I'm able to travel wherever I want to freely. I'm so fortunate that I do not have to think about budgeting. I am so fortunate that I do not have to think about budgeting. I'm so fortunate to attract the best deals. I'm so fortunate to attract the best deals. I do understand that I give up all poverty energy. I do understand that I have to give up all poverty energy. I give up all poverty energy. I give up all poverty energy. I give up the mindset that thinks that I don't have enough. I give up the mindset that thinks that I don't have enough. I allow money to come in and fill the places that thought that I did not have enough. I allow money to come in and fill up the places that thought I did not have enough. I appreciate all the wealth that I have. I appreciate all the wealth that I have. I appreciate the good fortune given to me by the gods and goddesses. I appreciate the good fortune given to me by the gods and goddesses. I understand that I am a money magnet. I understand that I am a money magnet. I understand that I deal with huge amounts of money. I understand that I deal with huge amounts of money. I understand that I deal with vast amounts of money. I understand that I deal with vast amounts of money. I understand that I can own an island if I want to. I understand that I can own an island if I want to. I understand that I own many homes. I understand that I own many homes. I understand that I own many vehicles. I understand that I own many vehicles. I understand that I can own my own airplane if I want to. I understand that I own my own airplane, that I can own my own airplane if I want to. I understand that all of these luxuries are well within my reach. I understand that all these luxuries are well within my reach. I understand that all I need to do is to want them. I understand that all I need to do is to want them. I understand that I can reach heights never imagined before. I understand that I can reach heights never imagined before. I understand that all of these things are well within my reach. I understand that all of these things are well within my reach. I understand that I already have them now. I understand that I already have them now. So for those people who feel good about all of this, well, you are getting to be powerful money manifestors and you're well on your way because you're getting aligned to the good feelings that come from owning all of this property. You're getting into energy where people own such property, exclusive clubs. And you allow yourself to be part of them. You allow yourself to be part of them. And even if you feel, is this really true? Is it really possible? Well, if you're connected to good fortune, why not? Because these things flow in the energy of good fortune. These things flow in the energy of good fortune. And, you know, for those people who think that here I'm trying to even get a plane ticket and she's talking about owning an airplane. Well, for those people who can't afford to buy a gorgeous dress, what happens when they're actually planning their wedding? The gorgeous dress is of no issue because one is planning a wedding. A wedding is much more grander and costs much more than a wedding dress, correct? So if someone has a problem buying a $2,000 dress or a $5,000 dress, when someone is actually planning a wedding, which could be costing $100,000, $50,000, $200,000, whatever, a dress for $5,000 is nothing. It's literally nothing. It's a drop in the bucket. It's a drop in the ocean. So you see, when you're planning for vast things, the small things become very easy. They become matter of fact, yes. Just like when you're planning a wedding and person is planning a $100,000 wedding, what is a $5,000 dress? It's nothing. It's a drop in the ocean. So think vast, think big. And then the small things go away. It doesn't really matter anymore because one is surrounded by vast amounts of money. And what do you think happens in the Gulf countries that strike oil and then they have all of this money? They don't know what to do with it. I was watching the show Parks and Recreation. I just started watching it recently, a week ago. And I watched a show where some government officials from a country comes into USA, America, and these parks people are talking about how earnestly, you know, they want to have this park, which costs $35,000, but the government is not giving them that money, it's not in the budget, blah, blah, blah. And these government officials from this other country say, oh, we have all the money we want. We don't have these problems in our country. So you see, different people have different viewpoints. Here is this country that doesn't have these problems. And then here they're talking about the budget being cut down and they have to raise $35,000 for creating this park and it becomes a big cost, correct? And for someone else, it's a non-issue. It's a non-issue. So it really matters. And we're not talking about what that country represents, the bad and all that stuff. You're just talking money over here. So it depends on which side do you feel is luckier. The country that doesn't have to care about these things, they don't care. I mean, $35,000, it's nothing. It's the drop in the ocean for them. Or the country that is actually making it a cause to build this park. So it becomes a huge issue. And everybody is rallying around for this huge issue. I know people like causes. A lot of people love them. But here we're talking of good fortune. We're talking of just being able to connect to source and have that money in a second. Have the money to do whatever one wants to do with it, without it being a cause, without it being an issue of just opening up your arms and knowing that there are people in the world for whom these things are not an issue. It's just abundance everywhere. You know, I stay a lot in America, but I do come down to India from time to time because I like to, well, get acquainted with my own culture. And so I come down here and I am stunned because there's food everywhere. Everywhere there are these restaurants, big and small and on the platforms, and they're just food pouring everywhere. There are vast mountains of watermelons sitting around and vast mountains of coconuts and vast mountains of different fruits that I've not seen, that I don't know or I've forgotten. And I'm thinking, where are the starving people? I don't see them. So it doesn't look very nice because there's so many people, right, in these cities. We're talking cities here. But then, where are the starving people? I don't see them because you're busy eating. Everybody's eating all the time. You just look around. Everybody's eating and eating and eating in vast amounts of all of these fruits lying around, like literally stacks of the mountains of them. And, you know, they don't know what to do with it. So then I'm thinking, is it just me? Is it just me who's seeing these things? Because I don't see any sites where people are not eating. You see, they're all working hard, I'm sure. They must be working, but they're always eating. Everybody's always eating. You're driving on the road and there's food smells from hundreds and thousands of restaurants all over and everybody's hanging around just eating, correct? So you're always hungry when you're driving. You're like, oh my God, so much food. What do I do? Like, I need to have 10 stomachs to eat all of this food and all of this variety. So I'm saying, where are these starving people? I don't see them anywhere. And I'm talking of the most crowded and, you know, where a lot of people are there. And so, well, what is it? Is it just me who has a good fortune of viewing these things? But so do my family members. And we see that stacks of food is everywhere and everybody's eating all the time. And everybody's always thinking of food and they're constantly eating, you know. So that's my reality. And this is what I see. And this is what is shown to me. I see an abundance of everything everywhere. An abundance of all of these amazing things. And the only thing we need to stop ourselves from is literally going and eating some more food. Everybody's a foodie. And they're constantly eating. So where are the starving people? I personally don't see them because they don't appear in my world. And I'm going through the whole of India, like literally the whole south of India, going through all the cities and driving through the peak traffic areas, the most congested areas also. And I don't see these starving people. So you see, good fortune is something that a person has with them, and they're able to view the best things. They're able to see the best things. They're not connecting, or they're not aligned with the negative. They're aligned to the positive, and then they're attracting more and more positive to them. And they see and they live in this exclusive club because they're carrying their exclusive club on their back. And wherever they go, they can go to the most crowded place that somebody might say, oh my God, I'm not even going there. And there is an abundance of everything. I don't know if I told you, I was in Turkey. And in Turkey, you know, people say Turkey is supposed to be going through an economical problem, blah, blah, blah. But I don't know if I actually told you this, but I was at a bus station and no security people around, like nothing hi-fi. And people, somebody sitting at a table next to me, you know, left his smartphone, his laptop, his luggage, and he walks away. Another woman leaves all her things and walks away. And nobody is coming to that table or taking anything from them. They come back minutes later, and their stuff is still there. Now, what is this? What exactly is going on over here? Is it just me? Is it just that I'm fortunate to see these things? Or is that how it is in certain places? Whatever the truth, if one is blessed and one is a good fortune energy, one can see the most amazing acts of kindness. One can see the most amazing situations and scenarios and people just being safe and amazingly rich and just awesome things happening. And it all depends on what is the source that you're connected to. What are you viewing? What is the energy that you're connected to? And yes, you know, we are approaching the end of the show. I highly recommend that you sign up for the subscribe for the membership of the show and the Joyful Manifestation Show. It's hardly $2.99. And you can actually be whatever type of member you want, but you have equal access to the energy and to the shows and the past shows, the archives, whatever it is. But certainly, you know, search for things that bring more good fortune energy and good fortune vibration and connect to the sources of this good fortune, gods, goddesses, amazing people who you know are fortunate, who have great things happening for them, and who are just, they just happen to be in the best of energies and attracting the best of worlds. And, you know, with that, we want to wish you a happy rest of the week. We will be meeting again for the Joyful Manifestation Show a week later, Friday, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and we can show you how to become master manifestor so you can be in joyful manifestation energy all the time and attract good fortune. So until then, have a wonderful week and have a wonderful rest of the day. This is Sugandhi Iyer signing off for the Good Fortune Show.